Australia's 69-year history of car manufacturing may be coming to an end as the Holden car plant closed in Adelaide today. Bianca Hrovat reports.
Australia's car manufacturing journey ended today as the final Holden car rolled off the production line in Adelaide. The red Commodore sedan marks the end of an era that began in 1948. Author Royce Kerlimov joined an estimated 2,000 car enthusiasts outside of the factory this morning to farewell the Australian icon.
It was our car. It was made here. It was ours. I think that you've got to go to, I mean, historically Australia's, you know, towns and cities have always been ice. The car has always been a kind of represented freedom of movement. So having something that we made that was made for our conditions and that we drove. This factory, for instance, was a place where your grandfather worked, your father worked, your auntie worked. It's an intergenerational monument, pretty much. Production line isn't just something that was put in yesterday. It's something that's developed over that period of time. And so there's this real connection with it in a way that's sometimes hard to grasp from the outside. So losing it is a loss.
Mayor of Playford, Glenn Doherty, says his community grew up around Holden.
It had a massive impact on its culture. I mean, where the plant stands today was once old farming land. And the city of Elizabeth has grown up around the industrial heartland of the Holden plant. It's been a proud and strong supporter of our community and generations of work there. And it's more than a cultural icon. It was a destiny for many new migrants and their families as the first place of employment when they come to Australia. It's had a significant impact and one that I'm sure that its history and legacy will live on.
As Holden departs, it leaves behind over 1,500 employees, 950 of which formally finished today. The company invested $30 million into a transition program aimed at equipping workers with the skills needed for future employment. According to Holden, the program helped secure jobs for 75% of workers, setting a new benchmark in the industry. Mr. Kerlimov says the results fail to consider the run-on effects for the rest of the working community.
Like Holden's the most visible, it's the tip of the iceberg, it's the iconic brand. Everyone knows who the Holden workers are, they know, you know, the name, and there's a certain element of respect that comes with that. It's the people further out the supply chain, the people who are, you know, making the screws that go into the seats that go into the car, who may not have the same level of support or visibility or experience, you know, and who may be less likely to get a job in the long run as a result of that. Because when something like this happens, and it's an entire industry shutdown, so it's big. Skills retraining, getting people into it is a key part of it. It's just a question of, I guess, how effective that's going to be, and that's another question you can only ask, say, in 2-3 years' time when you look back.
Holden worked with the local council for 4 years to prepare for their departure. Mayor Doherty says changing gears will be difficult, but not impossible, for the people of Playford.
Well, our community is in transition. Our community has had a very heavy reliance on manufacturing, but now we're moving away from that. And some of the key industries in our local community is healthcare, horticulture, defence, advanced manufacturing, and we're also creating a new northern CBD. So there is great economic opportunity, but there will be a struggle for some of our families as they transition into new work.
Despite receiving $1.5 billion in government assistance from 2001 to 2012, General Motors pulled out of the Australian manufacturing industry after the mining boom drove the dollar to record highs. Professor Jay Wana from Australian National University says boom led to bust for the car manufacturing industry.
The government in Australia has been asleep at the wheel on manufacturing. We have had industry policy in the past that was quite effective. We became quite competitive with reduction in tariffs in the 1980s and 90s. Then we had a commodity boom and we became very complacent as a country. The situation has changed now. Terms of trade have moved away from us and in some cases into reverse. We have to find new sources of export income.
Professor Wana says every Australian could be hit hard if the federal government fails to prioritise the manufacturing industry.
Every member of the community should be concerned about the future of manufacturing, because if we don't lift our productivity, if we don't become competitive, if we don't generate these new sources of export income, we will not be able to pay for our imports. We will have to scale back our living standards. We will have to scale back our consumption of imports in the future. And this will impact, I think, on every Australian in the country.
But as the door of car manufacturing closes, another door of opportunity opens. Professor Wana says Australia can now drive the direction of change.
In some ways, there was an inevitability about the closure because the car manufacturing sector is controlled by head offices in Detroit and Tokyo, and they had other plans for the industry globally. We were never allowed to develop our export potential. We were never allowed to develop the kind of model portfolio that could have enabled us to compete more effectively. Really, we had one hand tied behind our backs.
That story was by Bianca Hrovat.